Well, 15th place. And 15th place is an interesting one, isn't it, Damo? When you look at the Bulldogs, it was 8 wins, which is only 2 wins behind where North Melbourne finished. And, you know, people are talking, including yourself, that the Roos can win the flag coming this year. Well, really, the Bulldogs were only a couple of games behind them. And their stats over the last sort of 8 to 10 weeks of the season were really outstanding, particularly in the contested ball and their ability to win around the stoppages and clearances. Everyone at the club's really buoyant. I think their direction is very, very clear. And I think everyone's got buy-in, whether it's from Peter Gordon as the president, right through the footy club. It looks a happy place to be at the moment. That's great expectation, but can they live up to it? That's going to be the situation, because it's all very well having a good feel about your football club, but we know that that can change very, very quickly around any of the clubs. We'll go through and we'll just have a look at their team structure. And look, certainly when you start off with their midfielders, they've got about 6 mids now under 22 years of age. So they've really gone out very, very hard. Brendan McCartney sort of saying, I want blokes that can win their own footy. You know, get in and be grunt players that can actually win their own ball. So
that's the Mark Thompson model of the early 2000s, isn't it?
No doubt whatsoever.
And he's happy to put his hand up and say that's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever that's the situation. And it's balanced off with some older senior boys. I mean, obviously Matty Boyd at 30 years of age, Adam Cooney at 28, who looked like he was just about done and dusted until last season when he really had a resurgence. So some good depth. And then obviously you've got the boys that they brought in over the last 2 years. I mean, Clay Smith, who hurt himself towards the end of last year. But you know, McRae and Rovat that they brought in as high-end draft picks last year. So they've refreshed their midfield group with young inside players, top-end draft talent. So the balance is pretty good in those sort of areas. When I have a look at their rucks, Will Minson was all Australian, but if he goes down, they've got Tommy Campbell there as a forward ruck option. I'm just wondering whether they need some form of ruck insurance if something happened to Will Minson, because I'm not sure that Campbell would be ready to just take the whole lot on. Yes, you've got guys like Ace Cordy, who I'll speak about a little bit more in a minute. But
well, does Darren Jolly come into the calculations there if St Kilda can't or won't get the deal done there?
Well, I think that they could have some insurance. I'm just talking about something like what Richmond did last year, where they just got an Orange Stevenson and put him on a rookie list and just sat in there. And it was just insurance. If something goes wrong, we're ready to pick up the slack. And I sort of think that the Bulldogs could probably still get away with that. Because if you think, they had a lot of big blokes, but they decided to turn Roughhead into a defender.
Yep.
The right reasons. Decided to turn him into a defender. Cordy has been more forward than a ruck option with his slight body. So they've got some big boys there, but have they got a real strong body ruckman if Minson goes down? That would be questionable to me. So, as I said, just a backup, not really going out of their way to do any more than that. So that's where their rucks sit. When I have a look at their defensive end, I love the two tall forwards in Roughhead and Talia. I think Talia made some real ground. Still only 21 at the start of next year, but I thought he... made some real ground last year. Jordan Roughhead is doing a fine job down there as a 200 centimetre guy, just learning the backline trade. I thought Tom Young as a mid come in to give some assistance to Dale Morrison. Played a really good season, Tom Young, last year. He certainly surprised me. He's still only 21 going into next year. Probably there's a little bit more need for some run and carry off halfback. Joe Henningsen's done some good work.
Yep.
Obviously, Brett Good's come in, but he's 30 years of age. So you've got Murphy and Goods both over 30 in that area, and Robert Murphy at the start of next year being closer to 32. So to me, they need a replacement for him. I mean, that's the one. Doherty was the one that I was hoping that they might have been able to get their hands on, who's sort of decided to look at Carlton as the option. But I think personally, with those two boys aging, you know, maybe they'll play Higgins back through that half-back line more regularly now that they've got the midfield spread through the guts. But they need some more kickers across half-back. So that's an area that they could improve on. Their forward line... I still think that they're one key forward down. I mean, Tommy Williams, you can't rely on Tom, and I think the club said that themselves. He's a bonus if he comes up. I have a look at their key forwards. They've got Liam Jones, Ace Cordy, Tom Campbell. Well, Cordy and Campbell, to me, haven't proven themselves as key forwards. I mean, they're secondary ruck players who can fill a role in the forward line. And, you know, I thought that Campbell played some nice footy towards the end of the year. But he's not going to be a player that you're going to set a forward structure around for the next 10 years.
Okay.
So, to me, they're one of those down. Ace Cordy's probably the frustrating one, I would say, for a lot of Bulldog supporters at the moment. You know, obviously, when it's a high-end draft pick, he looked needed so much development for his body. He was so slight when he arrived. When you have a look, he's 23 and a half now, so it really is now for him. Yep. I mean, the next 18 months is critical for his football, and they need him to have an injury free run at it and be able to have a go there. They seem to have almost too many mid-sized forwards to me. Haven't got the, and I suppose they've stacked up with mid-size because they haven't got the tall key forwards. We've been saying they haven't got tall key forwards for a long while. I know they threw Barry Hall in there for a few years, but we're going back to Chris Grant, sort of since they've really sort of had that established key forward in the lineup. But their mid forwards, Jared Grant is the taller one of them. Jake Stringer, who will play through the middle of the ground as his motor grows. He's only 19 years of age. Torrey Dixon, Gia, and now Stuart Crammery. It'll be interesting to sort of see how they balance that off. Can they fit all those boys into the in the forward structure? I mean, I know the G will play quite a bit off the bench. That's the role that they'll play him. I like their small forwards. I think Lockie Hunter's going to be a really nice player. Obviously, Lukey Dalhouse as a small forward going through the middle of the ground. To me, the questions are still around the key position boys in that forward line structure. Extras. Pruden, Roberts, Pierce, Howard, they're the boys that they've got. They've delisted a few already, obviously, with Crossvis, Premi, Lower, Markovic. So there's a few boys that have gone out of the lineup.
Okay, here we go with the headlines, Terry. Where are they at, the Bulldogs?
Well, they're in flip-over balance still. I mean, it's balancing the departure of the 10-year-old stars with the developing of the next group of young stars. There's a massive age gap between the two, and it's just getting that balance of it right. That's why somebody like a Daniel Cross had to go this year, because they can't have them all go at the same time. So I think they're handling that okay at the moment, but that's still that's still where it's at the moment.
Okay, the issues and what they need to do about those issues.
Well, can their senior players hold up for them to take that next break? And it's mostly in the back line, not all, but mostly in the back line. You've got Boyd at 30, and this is the start of next year. Boyd at 30, Morris 31, Murphy 32, Goods 30, Gia 32. So they've got a few of those with the young boys coming through. And at exactly the same time, can the kids impact? So I'm talking about McRae, Rovat, Stringer, Hunter. They're all teenagers, so you've got a balance, and they're good young kids. And
they're really good in those
times. They're going to be good young kids for 10 years. But when they're actually in the side, they took a few of them out of the side. When they were in the side early in the year, the team wasn't winning because they had so many of them, and they had to get games in them. I thought they handled it beautifully. They took them out later and put a bit more experience in later, and they won the games. You know, Crossy come back in. They won the games with a little bit more experience in the side. So it's a balance of can the senior blokes keep going, and can the kids sort of find enough form to be able to get up and get running. So their needs... Their needs in that case, key forward again, that's the main one. A kicking defender to replace, I think, Murphy, and maybe a top-up ruckman as the major areas.
Okay, losses against the gains.
Well, four out, or as we said, Crossvis, Premier, Lower, Markovic... rookie elevation will be interesting. I mean, Goods is 30 years of age. Do they leave him on the the rookie list and just push him up, or do they actually enter him onto the main list? That'll be a watch this space, and that'll be interesting. Crammery coming in, so four out for maybe two in. I just wonder whether there's anything else that needs to be done around the footy club, maybe another spot to be found somewhere for them to go into the draft.
Okay, you mentioned 15th spot on the ladder. You mentioned eight wins to the Bulldogs in 2013. Do they make, hold, or lose ground?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, as quick as what the kids improve, the older blokes, I think, will probably be fading and leaving the system. I like the coaching regime. They've got a good draw in that area again, which gives them a chance. Could they improve? Yeah, they could. My tip is that they'll probably hold ground. I know that a lot of Bulldog supporters, off the back of what happened at the end of last year, are more bullish than that. But it's just this age differentiation that is just a bit of a concern, that if a couple of the older ones dip, you know, are those real young ones ready to sort of come in? So
more of the same in 2014.
Well, I don't think that's a bad thing.
Maybe more consistency in where the wins came. They came later in the year in 2013, more spread out across the year.
Yeah, and I don't think that's a bad thing. I mean, I think if they can hold ground, they're on the right tram, they've got a teaching environment going on down the footy club, and they've got a bright future with some of those good young players that are going to be the next group of 10-year players. They've almost gone through three waves of it, haven't they?
Yeah.
I mean, you go back to the Chris Grant, Scott West, Johnson, Smith era, and then you sort of have these boys that are there, the G in Syracuse,
Murphy,
that group, and it was Gilby and all those that sort of come through
Cross
together.
And
now they've realigned it for the next group and the next era. I think it's a little bit off still, and I think the Bulldog supporters maybe just marginally sort of excited a little bit earlier, but good luck to them because they're on the right tram.
Well, Bulldog supporters and any other football interested people, you'll have to actually hit us up on Twitter, because we've run out of time on Trade Radio today to have a go at or a question of Terry on the radio.
Oh, it'll be a go.
It'll probably be a go, Terry. It is the Bulldogs. your Twitter handle is @ListManager.
@ListManager,
are you prepared tonight, or do you want to...
I'm more than happy. I'll be heading home later on this evening, and we'll handle any questions that want to be asked.
Okay,
then.
So that's @ The List Manager.